maybe 30 years ago by a very talented biologist called Lynn Margulis, currently a professor at the University of Massachusetts. And Lynn Margulis had the interesting idea that one organism might infect another, and effectively they might join their genetic material so that a composite organism is on the scene with the ability to do at least what these organisms could do separately and perhaps even more. So the idea here is that genetic complexity develops from essentially infection of one simple organism by another, and so on and so on and so on. And that, you know, from the point of view of human experience, is not an unexpected idea. After all, we know that we have lots of organisms that live inside our bodies. We know that bacteria play critical roles in determining how we live our lifestyles, and that is a fact of life and nature. So it was an interesting idea, and as time has gone by, the evidence supports that Lynn Margulis had it right. The prokaryotes were the antecedents of these more complex organisms, eukaryotes, that developed somewhat later. The stage of life still is relatively sparse. There's a wonderful record that is preserved in what's called the Burgess Shale that was discovered by geologists a few decades ago. The Burgess Shale has the most incredible complexity of life forms preserved in that ancient sediment, which goes back to about 1.5 billion years ago. And in that record, 1.5 billion years ago, there is such a complexity of life forms that biologists believe that you can effectively track the antecedents of every organism that's alive today in that particular record. Of course, life changes as evolution continues. So that's where you get to by 1.5 billion years. Now, life is not, and evolution is not, as some people believe, a steady Darwinian process where the strong survive and the weak die away. That's not really the way we think about it. It is, in fact, a process in which evolution occurs almost in steps. There are times of rapid environmental change, which leads to rapid change in the type of organisms that can survive it, and so there are winners and losers. But over relatively short periods of time, biologists would refer to this as punctuated equilibrium. It's not a steady process, but a process that occurs in spurts. And there are spurts of rapid disappearance and appearance of new organism types. Perhaps the best publicized part of this is the story of the dinosaurs. Dinosaurs were common on the Earth, a wonderful variety of life forms, big, clumsy, creative creatures that were all over the Earth, living in an environment very different from today, probably an environment where the Earth was actually quite a bit warmer than it is today. Then what happened? Well, as best we can reconstruct it, what happened was that over a relatively brief period of time, the Earth was smacked by a large meteor or by a series of meteors. And these meteors triggered global climate change.